The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Escape to the forest and make unforgettable memories together.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Monday morning. It is the 10th of October 2022 at 4 minutes past nine. It's good to have your company today. We're here till 10 o'clock and the text number is open for business as always. And that's Ryan, what's that? Text number is 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. Always happy to hear from you. As we've been hearing from you all weekend, since what happened on Friday took place, it was unfolding. On Friday afternoon, and then we became aware of the details as we were working away over on TV on Friday evening. And then obviously by the time we got to about 11 o'clock, we realised that this was truly a catastrophe in Donegal. At that point, three people had been reported as being fatalities, dying. So quickly we asked our guest, our last guest of the evening, Luke O'Neill, if you wouldn't mind awfully. We had to change the dynamic of the programme and the nature of it, and Eileen Magner joined us and told us about what was happening. And then I woke up on Saturday morning to the news that 10 people had died, as we all woke up to, and truly changing the nature of our weekend and maybe the sense of the mood of the island. It's been a tough few years, hasn't it, for everybody? Let's face it. Speaking to people over the weekend in different contexts, and just the sense that, you know, we have a lot of troubles, and we've seen a lot of difficulties. And even before what happened at Donegal, I think people are a bit discombobulated anyway. I think people's nerves are a little frayed, and this is the time we need to be very strong. That's the truth of it. And then, you know, sometimes you take a look at what happened at the weekend. I'm looking at 10 faces at the front of all the papers this morning that I shouldn't be looking at today. You know, these are 10 people that should be going to school and should be going to work and should be having breakfast and should be picking up their coffee and doing what are considered to be mundane things. But increasingly, as we were talking about over the weekend with other friends, the mundane feels much more beautiful and more understandable. And the three words that leapt out at me over the last 24 hours, 48 hours are the following. One is shell shock. I think that's how it feels. It feels like it was like a bomb went off. And of course, it wasn't a bomb. It was an explosion of a different hue. But it was shell shocking for people. People are still shell shocked. You can hear it on the radio and see it on TV. Of course they are. It's just happened. Shell shocked by the number of victims and the ages of them. Shell shocked by the randomness of it all. A woman got in touch with me on Instagram last night to say that her husband was the last man out of the station and got home. He closed the door and the explosion happened. Random. He's there today for breakfast. It's unfathomable. And people are shell-shocked by how utterly changed their lives are now and for families. The second word that jumped out at me was unimaginable, because that's exactly what the word is I would use. You think of the little girl went in to buy an ice cream, the little girl went in to buy a cake for her mother. It's unimaginable. The magnitude of the grief that these families are going through is unimaginable. The bleakness of the future for these families is unimaginable now. They'll have to get on with life. Of course they will, but it just doesn't feel like it's possible to fathom any of it. The number of funerals that are going to have to take place in Donegal this week, is also unimaginable. And it's all those empty chairs at the kitchen table and couches at watching the TV tonight and to desks where friends and colleagues would normally expect to see one of these people arriving today. The last word of the three that jumped out at me is hope. And I think that's probably the most important word today, because that's what we have to cling to, really. And you get hope when you see the kindness of the community, don't you? You get hope when you see people handing out coffees and sandwiches and saying, no charge, just please keep going. You get hope when you read about the stories, as I was reading today, of people working all through the night with diggers and with their bare hands just to try and find some hope amongst the rubble. And you get hope from the strength of people's faith, and you get hope of the desire to, of people and friends, family, neighbours, and all fellow citizens who want to be of use, of any use at all. So if what we witnessed this weekend has been nightmarish for all of us on the island, and it has been, it's probably worth remembering what was once said about hope, that it hope is a waking dream. And there is a sense, isn't there, that with hope, that we can send essentially condolences to the grieving families, and then lots of love, all the love, to the community of Krisla today. And that's all they need to know, and that's all you need to know if you're in that part of the country today, is that I think it's fair to say that we're all, as Irish people, standing with you in every way imaginable. And this morning, that's what I'll say. I know that people want to get involved this morning and talk to us and send us messages, and we'll read them out. Of course we will. But like I say, we're standing with our friends in Krisla today in every way possible. Okay, we'll take some music and we'll come back after this.
There are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
Johnny Cash, In My Life, beautiful interpretation, that song. Later on the programme, as we try to keep going, we will be talking to somebody we had planned to interview by the name of Doug Allen. And if you don't know Doug Allen, he is the man behind the camera for a lot of the amazing programmes like Blue Planet and Planet Earth that he's worked with David Attenborough. So you know those gorgeous programmes you might watch on a Sunday that act as a lovely, easy Sunday evening viewing. He's been there. He trained as a biologist and worked as a scientist for a while, and then a chance meeting with David Attenborough and everything changed. His life changed. So I think that'd be a nice distraction from reality to chat with Doug about all of that. Listening to the person, the woman who runs the Krisla news sheet on Morning Ireland, she was saying that it's a very popular, particularly online, source of news for the diaspora. And a guy called Jared McFadden has set up a GoFundMe page, and he lives in Brisbane in Australia. How about that? And he's there saying that he woke up and saw the news and has wanted to raise much needed funds. And as of pretty much half an hour ago, his raised goal of €20,000 is now €245,000, which is pretty remarkable, but not that surprising. We saw during the pandemic what Irish people do when they need to, and sure enough, there it is again. And people writing comments on his page are from, you know, my child and I, says another, have come to study in Ireland from China. The Irish people are very warm and friendly, and they wanted to donate. Delivered coal here for over a decade, says another, just trying to help a wee bit, and it's sad. And people from all over the world, from a friend of Ireland in the US, says another, from your friend in Liverpool, says another. It's amazing, isn't it, that people who have scattered throughout the globe see what's happened and say, what can we do to help? Very, very, very generous and kind and beautiful. Okay, 51551 is the text number. Marion Waterford says, that is a beautiful song, and I'm crying since I heard the news on Friday. It's such unimaginable pain for the families or other, and a community. Yeah, it's just, it's random and inexplicable in some ways. Claire says, hope is a thing with feathers that perches on the soul. Indeed, a lot of people thinking of that quote from Emily Dickinson today. Thank you for that. We'll get to other things, of course, this morning. But before we talk to our friend Doug Allen, let's take a quick break. 19 minutes past nine. Alan was on to say recently read a book called A Terrible Kindness, written by Joe Browning, the story of the tragedy in Wales, Fabfran in Wales. Remember that was in the Crown did a whole episode of it, and the long-lasting effect it had on someone involved in helping victims. An extraordinary insight in how long-lasting the effects are, very similar to those involved in Donegal, and help us on the outside looking in. And can, but very good. That's a good recommendation. A Terrible Kindness. And I think, says Sean in East Donegal, I speak for everyone here when I say a massive thank you to all the emergency services, especially in the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service and the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, who raced up to Creeslaw to help the community there. And a massive thank you to all the staff in both Letterkenny General Hospital and Alton McElvin Hospital for everything they did over the weekend. Thank you all so, so much. Well said, Sean. And Jerry Sharma here. I'm a proud Donegal man living in Cork and on the road at the moment. Completely numb and feeling so empty, but God help everyone who's affected directly or indirectly in Donegal. And that's reflecting really a lot of the mood on the island there this morning. No question about it.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
At 9 minutes to 10, just as a total by the by, somebody on Twitter, Brian Hanrahan, tweeted saying, my father died 20 years ago today, and this was probably yesterday or the weekend. An industrial chocolatier, among other things, he figured out how to cover flake with an extra layer of chocolate, thereby inventing the twirl. Now, I didn't know that, but good man. Now, the good people at Cadbury's have tried to reinvent the wheel a few times here with the twirl. There was a toffee twirl. I tried it recently. It was appalling. There's the orange twirl. That's a success. It was delicious. The regular twirl probably didn't need much fixing in the first instance, so it's there. As Liz said in response, someone once said, a twirl is a flake with its act together. And I think that sums it up nicely. I think that... Because I think in life, we're surrounded by twirls and flakes, aren't we? Some people are twirls. Some people are flakes. And they're in your family and they're in your work life. And they're, you know, and you know, you maybe you're dating a twirl or a flake. I'm not sure. But a twirl is a flake with its act together. Given your discussion about the magnificence of filming nature and wildlife, says Damien Duffy in Galway, can we send a big congratulations to John Murray and his team at Crossing the Line Productions, who won the People in Nature and Awareness Award for The Wild Gardener with the equally excellent Colin Stafford Johnson in Rotterdam this week. And well done. It's a great result and congratulations. Baz Luhrmann, a lot of people enjoyed Baz Luhrmann's chat the other morning here. We're talking about Elvis. And David sent an email to say, I wanted to let you know that your interview with Baz was one of the most informative, enjoyable interviews about the Elvis movie that I've heard. Anyway, just like you, I was another one of those misfits at school in the 80s who loved Elvis. And I agree with you 100% that when you strip away the tabloid caricature and delve into Elvis's music and legacy, he really does get right into your DNA. So it's just so refreshing to hear Elvis spoken about in a respectful, reasonable manner. So your interviews with Baz and Steve Binder got me thinking about another figure I would really love to hear you interview if you could. Her name is Sally Hoidl, and she's the author of a very enlightening and exhaustively researched book entitled Destined to Die Young. Probably the best book about Presley I've ever read, says David. And it documents the wide-ranging health issues Elvis suffered from throughout his life, many of which were already present before he became famous, unbeknownst to the public. And it provides much-needed context and understanding around what has always been such a contentious and misunderstood subject. If you haven't already read it, which I haven't, it's a book I can't recommend highly enough. As you know, Elvis has been reduced to a figure of ridicule for far too long, his musical and cultural impact drowned out by the tabloid sensationalism that surrounds him. But this book really humanises him and gives the reader a whole new perspective on the man behind the myth. Well, good on you. It's funny, the last week, because of Baz, that's what it was. I was trying to tell everyone who listened to me to go and see the film in the cinema, not to watch it on a little screen, because that just kills the point of so much of it. So I know some people did do that exactly over the weekend and were not disappointed. A little teary, maybe, but by no means disappointed. Okay, we'll take a little piece of music from Villagers.
There's a light coming through the window, but all I can see is the light of your love you've been dawning on me.
Beautiful. That's dawning on me from Villagers at nearly 2 minutes to 10, at which point we must take a last commercial break. Tex says this morning, in the midst of this awful tragedy, as well as the help of all the services involved, we see how much the priests and the pastors and supportive faith community matter, providing a place of peace and where communities can gather. They too will need our support as they face into the days and weeks ahead, as they are almost always first on the scene of unspeakable tragedies. Well said. And we are thinking of them all today. And another from Mags, enjoyed the music there. Going to see them in Canis's Cathedral in Kilkenny on November the 4th. Oh God, I can't think of a nicer venue for that voice and that music. So enjoy. Stay tuned to Clare Byrne. Have a good day, won't you? And mind yourselves, and we'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Thanks so much for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.